This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, isn't going away quietly. He stands accused of soliciting prostitution in Florida, and he's challenging the case to the fullest extent of the law. What it reveals about prosecutors' dealings with people who don't have massive piles of cash lying around is telling. Elizabeth Nolan Brown of Reason Magazine has been following the story. She details some of the galling civil liberties implications for prosecutors engaging in business as usual.
It's been over a year now. It's been about a year and a half since the initial bust, and there has never been any charges for human trafficking. There's never been any further evidence that has come out since that the case initially much fell apart, that anything more was going on there than, licensed business, licensed masseuses. Also, some of them sometimes would perform sex acts at the end of massages. It's never really panned out like the prosecutors have said. Robert Kraft's lawyer just said in court this week, they knew this was never a human trafficking case. Law enforcement knew it. And I think law enforcement is sort of almost conceded that point.
So why persist?
Because they still have over 100 misdemeanor solicitation charges for various men that they are trying to prosecute and collect fees from and various things. Also, they did charge a few felonies in the case. It was all women who were employed by or managed these massage businesses. So, and they've sort of taken a lot of assets from them and spent a lot of time on their prosecution. So they're still very much, two different counties in Florida are still very much prosecuting these cases against them. And it's kind of turning now on this video surveillance, this question of this video surveillance that they did. And that's what was in the Florida appeals court this week on Tuesday.
So because they still have many other defendants that they would like to convict and collect from, and these women, of course, themselves charged with
promoting prostitution or keeping a place of prostitution or racketeering and money laundering based on prostitution activity. So not felonies for human trafficking or anything like that.
Right, but that seems to be one of the most mind-boggling things about this is that those charges have held up. Those charges have been maintained.
Yeah, they have. Which is crazy because, these are the people that they said that they were doing this all to save, really.
And so if prosecutors were to let Robert Kraft off the hook, they would have to do the same for a whole bunch of other men who don't have.
Yes, and actually, so there's several lawsuits happening. There's one filed just by Robert Kraft, there's this video evidence, and we'll get to that in a second, and this is what these lawsuits are all sort of about. But one was filed by Robert Kraft. One was filed by four of the owners or workers at these massage businesses. And one was filed by a bunch of men who had been customers there, some who had been arrested and some who had not been arrested. They're all challenging this, and they're all still part of this appeal now. Just kind of interesting, like everyone is objecting to this. Every party to this, aside from the state prosecutors, are like, nope.
Yeah, it's weird when you have, consenting adults engaging in capitalist acts that everybody can complain about prosecution here.
Yeah. It's interesting, too, because one of the things that I was reading the ESPN coverage of this today. I've been reading a lot about it too, but of the case documents directly. But he pointed out the ESPN pointed out that I'd forgotten Kraft was initially offered a deal where he could just plead guilty to these two misdemeanor counts of solicitation and pay a $5,000 fine and do some community service and attend this don't do prostitution class that they make men who are convicted of solicitation do in a lot of states. And then that would be it. He'd be done with it. And he instead decided, no, he was going to keep challenging it, even though he's never really denied that he did get massages there and that they did end with sexual activity. But he says that it was unjust and unconstitutional the way they went about recording him during it and the way this case has all played out. And so he's just refused to plead guilty and just, you know, take their charges, which is what so many of the women that get caught up in these things have to do and ultimately end up doing, because they, you know, they don't have any choice. They often can't even afford bail. So they're stuck in jail for, you know, a year or more fighting these charges. But I'm really glad that the Kraft actually is challenging this.
So of this video evidence, what are the claims that he's making regarding
how the police collected it? Fun, by which I mean, you know, horrifying and a terrifying example of how things work out with our civil liberties under the Patriot Act, actually. One of the provisions of it is sort of allowed these sneak and peek warrants, which, you know, they kind of sold as being, you know, helping us fight terrorism. So you could, but there's been a lot of evidence that they were mostly just used, you know, to do drug busts and drug prosecutions. And now we're seeing a lot of these sort of these warrants for these secret cameras being used in prosecutions too. So in this case, they went to a judge and they said, you know, we think, and they didn't even tell the judge human trafficking, you know, that's what they immediately told the press. But they told the judge, just we think there's prostitution activity going on here, and maybe there's some conspiracy or racketeering or money laundering charges too. And so we want to install cameras in this business. This is in two different counties, in Martin County and in Vero Beach County. And so they, the judges signed off on this, and they went in and they installed them in the lobbies and they installed them in the massage rooms. They did this, in one of the cases, by doing like a fire alarm or fake fire, something with fire alarms. So they had, all the people had to go outside and they said, this person needed to fix it. And it was, someone who was installing the secret cameras. So they, yeah. So they kept cameras there for, and this was after like already like a year of investigation, and they'd been going through their trash and they'd been sending in undercover agents to get massages and see if they, you know, offered them hand jobs at the end. And then they, there was a, you know, Homeland Security agents involved, but then they also decided they needed these cameras in there. And so they installed them for a few weeks each in these two different massage parlors. And they filmed everybody, the cameras recorded continuously. They didn't ever shut off. They just, you know, recorded everything. And so, and they say in their defense that they didn't watch it all, you know, it was just like on, but they didn't, you know, necessarily watch it all. But, that's been one of their big defenses here. But so, yeah, so this, you know, obviously recorded the, you know, the women who worked there, whether or not they were engaging in sex work or not. And you know, all the men who were arrested for solicitation, all the customers, men and women who were there, who were not, you know, who just need regular massages. And, you know, everybody's getting undressed regardless, because that's what you do when you're getting a massage, or at least, you know, sort of undressed. So, you know, kind of a embarrassing situation. And there's videos of all this. So that's why you have all of these people, challenging this, because they wanted to be able to, you know, use the evidence in the cases and use it in court. And then it would be in the public record. And you had AP and various newspapers subpoenaing to let them release it because they wanted copies of this. It's just really sick on a lot of levels.
Yeah. So if you're the customer and you think you're going in for a quote unquote legit massage, you would have been recorded by the police without the knowledge of the business owner.
Yes. And there are indeed some of the, that did happen. And there are some of them, people who that happened to that are a part of the case as Jane Doe's and John Doe's, because they say, you know, that if the massage footage was released and their names are on there, they, people would think that they had been, you know, doing sexual activity, even though they weren't, just because they.
So we got to give some kudos then to Robert Kraft for fighting this, because there are more significant than I thought civil liberties implications at stake here. This is not just about whether or not prostitution is going on at a certain place in Florida.
Yeah, no, it's moved beyond that. The main thing now is this, and it's really interesting what they were, you know, talking about in court this week, which is, so a judge, you know, a district judge or a county judge in Florida ruled that the evidence was not admissible in several of these, in all of these different lawsuits from the women and from the men who were arrested for Kraft. It was not admissible because the police did not go to any effort to minimize the footage that they recorded. You know, and they didn't take anything. They didn't say, you know, once some regular massage was happening and nothing happened, they could turn it off, or that they would turn it off during, you know, when the employees weren't doing massages, not just film the business 24 hours. And so, you know, they didn't do any of that, and they didn't making an attempt to delete the footage from the people who were accused of criminal activity. So she said you can't use it, and then the court, the state appealed, and so that's why it's back in court now, for arguing that they want to be able to use this video evidence.
Is it your sense that the state has sort of painted itself into a corner here? I mean, there are so many forces, it seems, opposed to them, and one of them just happens to be somebody who has a truckloads of cash to challenge this.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what's so funny and also sad is that, a lot of times these cases don't get any attention because, I mean, I've been writing about a lot of these cases. Like, this is not unique what they're doing here at all. And this happens in so many places around the country. And I've written about a lot of them. I'm working on right now, one that involves Senator Josh Hawley. But, they wanted to do the Florida case. They wanted to make a big deal of this because they got Robert Kraft, And because they got Robert Kraft, people didn't just ignore this one. It didn't just become a local story. It became a national story, and people everywhere were talking about it. So it's kind of funny. Like, they did that because they wanted the publicity of it. Like, haha, look at this big fish we got. And they bragged about how they were going to have more big fish later. And they, did like a big press conference and stuff. And like, now that's the thing that's made this sort of the national media and stuff actually have sustained attention to it.
Do you have any expectations about where this is going to go? It seems like Robert Kraft is not going to stand down.
Yeah. No. And it's, they had the oral arguments. They said they could have a decision as soon as next week, but it's really interesting because, just one of the things the judges said, the state's big argument is that this wasn't an illegal, this wasn't unconstitutional. This didn't violate due process. This didn't violate their Fourth Amendment rights because they, even if it was unconstitutional, they ended up finding prostitution crimes happening. So therefore they should just let them use it. and also that, a textual reading of the Fourth Amendment, it doesn't say that. It says, you just have to like provide probable cause and blah, blah, blah. And so that's what they did. And so the Fourth Amendment doesn't prohibit this. And, the lawyers for all the defendants are like, what? Like, no, like look at all of this, federal court cases, look at Supreme Court precedent, look at all of this. That's not true. It's not like literally just what that says, just because it doesn't directly say you couldn't do this, you couldn't install secret cameras in a massage parlor. And so just, it's interesting that the judge said when the state started arguing that in court on Tuesday, the judge said, you're getting off on the wrong foot by focusing on the language of the Fourth Amendment when we should be focusing on the Supreme Court jurisprudence that is heavily weighted against you.
Elizabeth Nolan Brown is a senior editor at Reason Magazine. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.